Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Cliff Inico is here. Cliff is an attorney. He is a small business expert. He's an eBay guru. He's written all the books on eBay, basically. The eBay Marketing Bible. Not too presumptuous at all there, right? The eBay Business Answer Book. The eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. If you're an eBay seller, you need that book for sure. He's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
You too. Good to have you back. Hey, Cliff, recently you wrote an article about some adorable little pikers who came by your house to offer their services, and it just reminded me so much of when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
What happened?
But right before Halloween, I mean, I was working out of the house, and the doorbell rings. I open the door, and I am looking at the Little Rascals. Remember the Little Rascals?
Of course.
You know, three girls and two boys, maybe like third grade,
Spanky
maybe about that
alfalfa
age.
Alfalfa and buckwheed and
right.
What was the little girl's name, Cindy or something?
Kids from my neighborhood, you know, Marcia, David, Alicia, Brandon,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. And they were so cute. The two kids were carrying these big rakes that were like three times their size, that the little girls had baskets, and they handed me this professional business card. I guess Mom and Dad must have printed it out for one of them saying, you know, I'm just going to make up a name, Hollyhocks Lane Lawn and Gardening Service. You know, weeding, leaf raking, picking apples from your tree in the front yard, the one near your mailbox that needs it, you know. Very, just cute as a button, I have to say. Uh-huh. I mean, it actually brought tears to my
adorable
eyes.
Adorable, right?
You know, it's true. But I thought it might be cool to just write a comment.
Time out. You turned these kids away cold.
I was nice about it. I told them that I tried to be as nice as I possibly can.
You couldn't find something for them to do. You could have said, okay, how about picking up the apples off the ground? I mean, you could have found something.
Well, you know what I did? I mean, I'll just see it. I didn't turn them away cold, Jim. I gave them a couple of bucks just
charity.
For
that's charity. Yes. You gotta give them something. See, you turned into Obama instead of Inico.
Here I'm going to say something, Jim. No, I got to say something. Here's where being a lawyer is a little bit of a disadvantage.
Oh, yeah.
For me, you know, I live up here in the Northeast, and up here in the Northeast, you know, if somebody falls and breaks their leg on your property, you are liable.
There it is.
You know, it doesn't matter, you know, that
there
you they were there with your permission or not. You know, I could picture one of these kids climbing into my apple tree and breaking his neck.
In about 8 seconds, you had this whole liability movie in your head, didn't you?
That's right. Exactly right. And that's one of the that's one of the reasons why the Little Rascals wouldn't make it today.
Right.
Quite frankly. You know, there is no question that the legal profession in this country has not done the Little Rascals of our country a service.
That's true.
You know, because that was
when
the
I was
thing
a
I
kid,
could think of.
When I was a kid, I had all kinds of jobs. I was shoveling snow. I was mowing yards before I was out of elementary school.
Yeah.
I was selling vegetables door to door from our garden. And I won't mention all the other things, some of the other things that I did, but we were me and my mates. We were the only thing that we were different from the Little Rascals. We didn't have any, there were no girls in our group. We didn't allow girls in our group.
Well, that's one of the big changes since the 1930s. Remember Darla, the Little Rascals?
Yeah, I mean, Darla. That's the name I was trying to remember. Yeah.
Yeah, she was the love interest. I mean, all the Little Rascals, you know, were crazy about her. She was sort of the beauty thing. Now, I mean, the kids that showed up at my door, three out of the five were girls, which, by the way, is very typical of entrepreneurial organizations in the country. It skews slightly female. It absolutely does. And actually, my advice in the column, believe it or not, the feedback that I got on the column was wasn't so much about the fact that I actually didn't let the kids work on the property. It was more, I made the comment in the column, when we talk about the management, I said, you really ought to let one of the girls run the show. You know, because, you know, one of you should be elected president of this company with responsibility. A five-person management team is very disorganized, you know. There's always a shifting majority, you know, 3 out of 5, yeah. You know. So pick one of your team and make them the president with responsibility for project management and organizational development, preferably one of the girls who tend to have more advanced leadership skills and emotional intelligence at that age.
That's the comment.
That's the one that I've been nailed on.
Jim, of course.
More than anything else.
Never have worked. When I was third, fourth, fifth grade, something like that, that would never work. We were definitely male chauvinist piglets back in those days.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that was the age of the alpha male.
That's exactly right. No girls allowed. Hey, if I'm pretty sure, we built lots of forts. I'm pretty sure there was a sign that said no girls allowed. Girls had cooties in those days, right? So, Cliff, I need your website, please.
Sure. It's succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. And when we come back, Cliff's got some a little more sophisticated advice for the young entrepreneur out there and how they can improve their chances in the marketplace. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.